WMFO in Medford. Boston, and of course the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released over the past week. Second and third hour, it'll be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative, plus some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from local natives, KT Tunstall, and Springtime Carnivore. Today's reissue song is from the Thompson Twins off their classic Into the Gap release. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from Late Cambrian. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Alexandra Xavier. So the story goes on Ms. Xavier is that she is a songwriting partner for Alex Turner. Alex Turner, as you may or may not know, is the frontman for the Arctic Monkeys. Turner has been lending his rock star cachet to the 21-year-old Xavier and to help her get her solo career started. Alexandra is from the UK, and she now makes Los Angeles her home. Earlier this year, she released the single Shades to some great reviews and a video. Miss Xavier has now just released this single, MTME. The track immediately got my attention. Hopefully, it'll get yours. New music from Alexandra Xavier here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Drink me down.
New music from Springtime Carnivore here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Springtime Carnivore is really just the stage name of singer Greta Morgan. I first discovered her, Springtime Carnivore rather, in 2014 when she released her debut self-titled release. The new album, Midnight Room, officially drops on October 7th. So far, she's released two singles from the new collection, Raised by Wolves and the one I just aired, Face in the Moon. I really like both tracks, rather, and I'm anxious to check out the rest of the album. Changing musical direction with a tune from Blue House. Blue House is James Howard and Ursula Russell. Howard and Russell were both in different bands, Fiction and Dropout Venus, respectively. This new partnership creates some 90s styles, jangly, alt-pop, and it fits nicely into your ear. They've just signed to Whipped Cream Records, and they're ready to release their debut full-length album, Suppose, on September 30th. I first featured them in November of 2015 with the single Hot Air Balloons, which will also be featured on the upcoming release. The track I have for you now is Ear to the Door. New music from Blue House here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
That is the latest material from local natives on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to the new music portion of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Formed in 2008, local natives craft their dramatic and eclectic brand of indie rock from their home base in Los Angeles, California. Meeting in their Orange County High School, guitarist Ryan Hand and Taylor Rice, and keyboardist Kelsey Iyer, all of whom handle vocals, recruited drummer Matt Frazier and bassist Andy Hammond moved to Silver Lake, where they began to forge their highly collaborative sound. On September 9th, the band released their third full-length album, Sunlit Youth, and I just spun there a deeper cut from the disc, and that is called Dark Days.
Most of us start every day with good intentions, and then everyday life gets in the way.
Maybe next time.
What if you could take care of your daily responsibilities and get the exercise you need all at the same time? Experts say with more opportunities to walk, bike, or take public transportation, active living would become part of our daily lives. It's not impossible, but it will take good planning. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Next up is another new song from Nick Waterhouse. I played Kachi on last week's new release show. However, I was able to get my hands on an unreleased track from the new album, which is called Never Twice, and it was, well, it was just too good not to feature. The album officially drops September 30th, and Nick is already out on tour and has a stop here in the area October 10th at the Sinclair in Cambridge. I am definitely going. The song I have for you now is the album's lead-off track. It's called It's Time. New music from Nick Waterhouse here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Okay.
looking back, saying might be trouble. Can't say that I haven't been trying. Oh, you put me on the midnight train. Every car's a running through my brain. Just once I wanna hear that something is mine. Oh, tell me it's time. Tell me it's
stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Lake Cambrian right after the latest here from KT Tunstall.
Take
New music from KT Tunstall here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Ms. Tunstall, she is back with her sixth studio album. It's Kin, K-I-N, which came out September 9th. The album seems focused on mainstream radio, which is fine. It's not where I spend a lot of my time, so I ended up picking a deeper cut from the disc, and I was enjoying it. It was called Run On Home. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Late Cambrian. Late Cambrian is an indie alt-pop mixed-gender trio based in Brooklyn. I found them back in 2003 with the release of their second album, Peach. These guys are a hard-working group. They've been putting out material consistently over the past 3 years, all while touring. They've been experimenting with different styles and genres, which I totally respect. With the release of this latest single, Hot Minute, it's their fourth single released in 2016, keep in mind, because they're in preparation for their upcoming self-titled EP, which comes out later this year. I really think they hit the mark on this one. I'm liking this song a lot. So, this is Late Cambrian. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage that was Late Cambrian with The Year I Cut the Cable, which can be found in her 2013 album, Peach. That's the kind of lineage that I like. It's such markedly different styles between those two songs. Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I have posted already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also smooth on over to some free downloads that I have available for you, some videos, and also some other best of collections. They are all in there online at my site, tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Thompson Twins. The album that has been reissued is Into the Gap, which originally came out in 1984. Thompson Twins were a British musical group that formed in April of 1977. Initially a new wave group, they switched to a more mainstream pop sound and achieved considerable popularity in the mid-80s, scoring a string of hits in the UK and the United States and, well, around the globe. The band was named after two bumbling detectives, Thompson and Thompson, from a comic strip, The Adventures of Tintin. I didn't know that. So when I discovered them in 1983 with the release of Sidekicks, I loved that album. Into the Gap came out a year later, wonderful example of the second wave of New Wave. It had songs on it like Doctor Doctor, You Take Me Up, and this one, Hold Me Now. So this is Thompson Twins with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That is new stuff from Streets of Laredo. And Streets of Laredo are siblings Daniel Dave, along with Sarah Jane Gibson, Cy Moore, and Tom Darlow. They play some outstanding indie folk rock. They're originally from Auckland, New Zealand, but have moved to Brooklyn, New York in hopes of finding a larger audience, and I think they will with that song, Silly Bones. I think I have silly bones. I'm feeling that way this morning. It's the first single off their upcoming album, Wild, which has a street date of October 21st on Dying Alone Records. Next on the playlist is a new tune from Pip Blom. She's a 19-year-old post-punk alt-pop singer-songwriter from Amsterdam in the Netherlands. I read on her website a wonderful piece of advice she gave to any musician. She writes, "Never listen to people who want to change your music," unquote. That is very wise for such a young person. Pip is ready to release a new EP entitled Are We There Yet?, which is set for release on September 28th. This track, Taxi Driver, is the pre-release single. New music from Pip Blom here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
New music from Coco Futures here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. Coco Features, which I think that is just a great name for a band. I'm wondering if there's somebody in the stock market that thinks that that's cool. I don't know. They are a four-piece fuzzy art pop band. They're based in London. I don't have too much more on these guys, but I like what they're doing. The tune I just spun there was called The Blue, and it came out as a standalone single. All right, let me slip in one more from a band called French Horn Rebellion. And French Horn Rebellion is mostly a dance and EDM band. However, with this with the release of this track, The Right Time, they took more of an accessible tack on it. And, you know, don't get me wrong, there's a huge amount of dance beats going on here, but it just feels like they were trying to get more of a pop sensibility, and I think they were successful in that. The tune is called The Right Time. It's not available on iTunes yet. Of course, please, next time, stay tuned to hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
Yeah, I got a friend with a lot of ambition. He don't got all the right education, but he don't need anybody's permission. It's always right on Saturday night. He's in love with a girl whose reputation is showing up alone without a boyfriend. But every time they miss a connection, 'cause he don't know she's ready to go. No, no. Is it ever really the right time to fall in love?
WMFO in Medford. welcome to part two of music you might otherwise miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from The Replacements, Bryan Adams, and Franz Ferdinand. Plus, I have new tunes from Maggie Rogers, Mallrat, and Santigold. Double Down feature artist is Softer Still, which will include two tracks from their latest effort. Plus, got a great cover tune for you in our Cover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Fickle Friends. It is called Blades, released as a single back in 2014 here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.